Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a very special guest with me today. This is somebody that, quite frankly, you should have on your speed dial. I'll just be very honest with you. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about our vendors and what our vendors mean to us. And in particular, I brought this one particular vendor on because I think you need to hear his perspective on things. I think you need to understand that this is somebody, when you put him on your team, he's going to become a combat multiplier for you. In other words, he's going to give you advice. He's going to give you information. He's going to tell you things that you need to hear, not things that you want to hear. So you're probably sitting there saying, well, who is this guy? What is this guy? Is this guy a plumber? Is this guy a master electrician? No, he's an accountant. That's right. He's an accountant. So you're thinking, why do I need an accountant on my team? Because believe me, there are 9 million ways you could screw up all of your financials and all of your accounting. You need to have a smart accountant on your team. And more so, you need to have a smart accountant that also focuses on business development and consulting. See, with this gentleman, you get the whole full circle of everything. You don't just get somebody that does your taxes. What you get is somebody that understands your business model, that understands where you're trying to get to, and offers you strategies to help you get there. So let me introduce you to this gentleman. His name is Sean Duncan. He's a CPA, stands for Certified Public Accountant. He's the owner and founder of SMD Consulting and Accounting, which is a limited liability company, and he founded it on the steadfast belief that small business owners want and need advice and strategy to minimize taxes, increase work-life balance, improve cash flow, and plan for the future. I'll tell you what, if you want some of that in your life, you need to have Sean on your team. So let me bring Sean on the line now. Sean, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, bud.
Man, it is awesome to have you on the show. You know, it's funny because I met Sean face-to-face. We had our expo back in February. We had 5,000 like-minded real estate investors all converge on the George R. Brown Convention Center. And I got lucky enough to spend a couple minutes with Sean. Well, actually, I got lucky enough to spend about an hour with Sean. Sean was doing a panel of basically an information panel for Lifestyles Unlimited members and our guests who wanted to know more about this accounting function. And I'll tell you what, when you hear Sean talk about the accounting function, you're going to open your eyes to what the accounting function really is. So Sean, tell me a little bit about your company. Tell me what your background is, and let's just take it from there.
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. And I'm hoping you didn't oversell me, because I'm gonna, you know, anybody hearing they're going to have an accountant on the radio, I'm sure that they reach for the next function where how they can change over. But I'll try to make it interesting.
I appreciate it.
So back in 2006, I had previously worked in large corporations and large accounting firms, and kept noticing small business owners, entrepreneurs, didn't find people that were advisors. And that's an extremely important distinction here, because the CPA is known for, I'm going to fill out your forms, I'm going to hand them back. I'm going to fill out your forms and I'm going to hand them back. Well, I was working for a large regional, and my job was other. I was the consultant. I was the guy that did all the weird stuff. Let's analyze this. Let's find out if we can increase profitability here. So it wasn't really traditional accounting. It was the use of accounting for strategy. And if you make $500 million a year, you hire CPA firms that have those kind of people. But if you're the small business owner, you don't tend to find that styled consultant accountant in the smaller firms. And it's not because they're not smart, because there's plenty of brilliant CPAs out there, and several of them are lifestyles vendors as well that I've met, and they're awesome. But the distinction is, when you go to your accountant, do you actually get advice as part of what's happening? And I noticed there was a massive, massive gap in the industry of people that actually service the small business owner and the entrepreneur. And of course, lifestyles investors, if you're investing in real estate, you are an entrepreneur and a small business owner. It's just a lot of folks don't realize that they are operating a business. So back in 2006, started that with the entire premise. I'm just going to fast forward. Looked up 2017. I'm the largest firm in Frisco, Texas, which if anybody knows anything about Frisco, Texas, Dallas Cowboy headquarters, the PGA headquarters are moving there. Money Magazine just last year rated it as the number one city in the United States to live. I mean, it's blowing up and growing. And so we're meeting all these wonderful entrepreneurs and investors and business owners and just going crazy. And then in 2017, we went with the double down. We focused on the strategy, but now we're adding in more expansive services. And it all comes back to the entire premise of a small business owner needs help. You need education. You can be the best physician in the entire universe, but they didn't teach you how to do accounting in med school. You can know everything you can need to know about multiples and cap rates and whatnot, but do you know what is allowed to be deducted? Do you know anything about should you include a trust or so on and so on and so on? And that's our game. It's how do we actually create advice, but then, and here's the really key element that's difficult, explain it in a way that actually makes sense. Because if I jargon you to death, it doesn't matter. You still don't know what the heck's going on, and I may have told you something, but you have no way to validate it. So that's it. That's our forte, is how do we create strategies, unique strategies, looking for people and helping the people. It just so happens they have businesses and real estate investments that we're using as tools to accomplish their definition of success.
So if we have somebody that is just starting out in real estate, they maybe just became members of Lifestyles Unlimited, they're working on their education, is this a good time for them to hook up with somebody like you?
Absolutely. Because it's not just about the mechanics of the accounting. I mean, we can always teach you journal entries and all the bookkeeping and whatever else needs to happen with it. But so much of the conversation is built around what are you trying to accomplish here? Because while all the Lifestyles members want to have financial freedom and passive income, and there's tons of power in all of that, how you go about it is going to be different than the person that you're sitting next to in that room. So understanding what that means, that are you building to have 17 multifamily investments? Are you going to be the lead? Are you not going to be the lead? How are you going to do it if you are the lead? Are you going to have your entity? And it's just there's so many mechanical pieces to it. And, oh my gosh, cross state lines, it gets more complicated. We know everybody.
I could absolutely imagine that, Sean. Hey, hold on just a second. We're getting ready to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to get into the mind of Sean Duncan right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, we're talking accounting. Now, I know a lot of you are going to reach for that radio dial and change it, but I'm here to tell you, don't do it. Don't do it, because what you're going to learn on today's show is going to be a paradigm shift in your head. See, a lot of you think that accounting is nothing but debits and credits. You got managerial accounting, you've got organizational accounting, you got personal accounting, you got all this different accounting. Some of you actually went to school and had to take accounting courses, and like me, probably realized you need smart people to do that stuff for you. Well, that's the reason I brought Sean Duncan on the show today, is number one, to prove to you that accountants are cool, and number two, to break that paradigm, that stereotype down about what accountants do. Because I'll tell you, when you sit down and you look at what SMD Consulting and Accounting does, they do, well, I'd like to say they do anything but accounting, but I think the best way to describe it is they do everything plus they add accounting in. Sean, am I getting that right, or am I way off in left field somewhere?
No, you nailed it on the head. That's actually why it says consulting first, accounting second. I mean, accounting is extremely important, but it's a tool that we use for results. It's like when you play a board game or any other game, if you don't know the rules, you're probably going to lose. We just know the rules, and we use those rules to give the consulting advice.
Well, I think it's important for people to hear the consulting advice, and I'll tell you what, let's get into it a little bit right now. One of the things that I hear from Lifestyles members and from non-members is a concern regarding how they set up their real estate business. I mean, what their real estate business entity should be or should look like. You know, and I hear it from people that are focused on single family. I hear it from people that are focused on multifamily. What are the business structures and what makes sense depending on, you know, what type of investing you're doing?
Well, I won't give you the full hour and a half class I usually teach on entities, but I will tell you that there's really only four entity types. That's the sole proprietorship, the partnership, the S-Corp, and the C-Corp. Those are the four that the IRS recognizes. Now, when you see LLC, that's a state designation that picks one of those four. So it's when you see LLC, you have to then ask a follow-up question, okay, how are you taxed? Because how you are taxed is what matters. And so that's the super high level on the entity type. So when you get into the real estate investors, it's all about their specific and unique circumstance. It's their situation we have to look at. Because it does not matter what your friend has structured. That does not mean it applies to you. You need to understand your unique situation. I had a Lifestyles member that has been doing this for years. They know their stuff. They've got and multifamily, single family, multiple operating businesses in addition to it, we're reorganizing their entity. And just by reorganizing, we're saving her over $15,000 a year. It might be as high as $20,000, but we're going to go conservative. That's just $15,000 of new money in her pocket just because we tweaked the entities unique to her very specific situation. So that's the stuff that you got to look at. And understanding that there's four choices, that's the starting point.
So let's say as a new member or just a new real estate investor is where I'm going, and they want to do single family. Okay, should they put those properties into LLCs?
Not initially, and I know that Lifestyles in general says no LLCs. There are times that it matters, but this is all about return on investment and cost benefit. So if you're going to do one single family, under no circumstance should you be messing with an LLC. You've just increased your complexity, you've increased cost, and it's just a giant nuisance to have to mess with it. And never mind the fact that you can't even borrow the money because the bank won't loan to an LLC. That's a whole different game. But if you come up and tell me, okay, my plan is I'm going to have five single families by the end of the year, and next year I'm going to add another 5 to 10. All right, hold on. Now we've got to have different conversations. What? Why? Are you 1031-ing later? What are you doing? How is this going to work? We then begin to build the roadmap of where you're going with all of this. And so in those circumstances, you might actually have multiple entities because the entity is not just about taxes. It's also about liability protection. If you've got a $1 million umbrella policy and you're like, great, if anybody sues me, I'm good to go. Well, if you have 15 single-family properties, and let's just say every single one of those is $200,000, your $1 million policy might be great to cover you for the standard slip and fall, but if your tenant happens to be a lawyer that just didn't find themselves a house that they're buying and they're renting from you, you might end up opening a can of worms. So how do we protect you in addition to the tax strategy is the game that we're playing. And it's building and building and building to the future, not just what happens now. So the short answer, if you have one single family, by no means, but do not set up an LLC. But if you're building something greater than that, you really need to discuss it with your CPA and your lawyer. That's a team that you need working together, or a CPA firm that offers that within their firm, like we do. That's another choice, too. But make sure that you're discussing the legal and the accounting implications before you start pulling triggers on things.
What about somebody that's interested in investing in multifamily? Should they be involved with an LLC, or should they just keep it in their name?
Now, my personal preference is yes, I like the LLC. Now, you talk to five accountants, you're going to get nine answers to that exact same question. Because we're really, yeah, we're great at not committing to anything. We give you the it depends all the time. But in my circumstances, when people are going to start doing multifamilies, I like having that little holding company act as a shell. And the primary reason, first, is that liability protection. But the secondary reason is, it gives me a tool to play with if things go big. Because multifamilies can expand really rapidly. I mean, you could have an exit event, and next thing you know, you're sitting on large piles of money. How we leverage that creates opportunities. But also, with the right entity type, you can be more aggressive with your tax deductions. On your personal tax return, you're limited on what you can do. And the more aggressive you get, the more you increase your audit risk. And I don't want you to get audited just because you decided you wanted to write off that trip to Las Vegas or that training conference that you went to. We want to make sure that we're balancing all of those things. But in multifamily, it's a relatively inexpensive investment to have that. And what you're buying is the opportunity for future strategy. One multifamily, you might not need it. But if you're going to do more, back to like the single family, let's talk about what you're planning and then lean toward it. But I do tend to lean toward the LLC as a holding company.
What about somebody that's just investing passively? Should they be in an LLC, or can they just do it on their own?
You can do it on your own, but the same answer applies. I like to have it as a choice. And just to give you perspective, so in the state of Texas, if you form an LLC, it costs you $300 to form it yourself. But if you want to pay a lawyer or hire us to help you with that, hey, it's anywhere between $600 and $1,000, and that covers the $300 state fee. So let's just say you do it yourself, $300. The $300 gives you potentially lower audit risk, better liability protection, and the opportunity for better tax strategy. I think it's a pretty reasonable ROI. Your accounting does not get exceedingly complex unless the dollars jump up. So in the multifamily arena, I really like them as a reasonable return on investment because you just open the door to new opportunities. Can you always set it up later? Of course. But if it exists today, you're not scrambling to adjust when you have that. So it makes it a little bit better for you.
Good information. I'll tell you what, if you want to be a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got an incredible deal going on right now. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Enter the promo code of Save Big, and it's only $197 to join. We'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Al Gordon with Sean Duncan. Sean is a CPA, and he owns a firm called SMD Consulting and Accounting LLC. Basically, what they do is they provide real-world solutions for guys like me, guys like you, gals like her, people that are interested in investing in real estate. And I'll tell you, when you start your real estate investing career, there are a lot of people that you have to spend a little time with and meet and get to know what their business platforms are, because they will help you immensely as you continue down this path. Sean is no different. What Sean does is he sits down with you and he analyzes where you currently are. He takes a look at where you're trying to get to, and then he provides solutions to help you get down that road. Sean, I think that goal setting is one of the most important things that anybody could do, let alone a real estate investor. How important is it in your line of work for a client to have goals?
It's absolutely critical in order to be able to have success. I mean, you can people trip over success all the time, but really what we focus on, and we get real soapboxy about it, so I apologize always in advance when it happens, what is your definition of success? What are you working toward? Because if you don't even know what you're working toward, how do we know we're getting there? And so a lot of folks just say, well, I want to make more money. And why? Because I have an easy way to make more money. It works every time, by the way. If you guys want to write this down, this always works. If you want to make more money, work 4 hours more per day. Ta-da. Well, wait, that's not what I want. No, I don't want to work more. I just want to have more money and free time. Ah, different goal. So if you haven't defined what it looks like to be successful in your terms, then just working more doesn't make sense. Just having more property doesn't make more sense. Understanding where you're going allows you to create the path. Without the destination, you're just wandering around in the middle of the desert hoping that you find water. And that's so critical. And it gets missed. And it gets caught up in the trappings of, oh, I'll go download something on how to do a business plan. Stop. That's not what we're talking about. If you start with what you want out of life, the rest starts to fall into place. Real estate and businesses and stocks and life insurance, all that becomes tools you use to achieve whatever that thing is for you.
Yeah, I beat up the audience regularly on goal setting because I think it is such an important component of what we do as real estate investors. I mean, how do you know what assets to buy if you don't know what you're trying to achieve? You know, it's crazy to me, but I see people do it day in and day out. What's your experience with that?
Oh man, we've had everything under the sun, right? Somebody, their parents told them that they need to be a physician, so they become a physician, and they hate blood. You know, you don't always you're listening to what other people are telling you. You don't have to quantify everything, and this is a misconception. I must have a deal that yields $300 a month, otherwise I'm not going to touch it. Well, if the thing's going to spit off $95,000 of cap gain and only have $298 a month, you know what? You need to be looking at it, right? So there's, you don't have to nail it down to a number, but if you know what you're doing and you crumb up with a plan on where you're going, you use it as a benchmark. Now, I will also say that this ends up being a bit of a cheat sheet. If you ever have an opportunity come up in front of you and you can say, wait, does this allow me to get to where I want to go faster or support what I'm already doing? It's almost like you have an easy out. Because if you're not sure about the deal, but you're thinking it's going to take you off path, you can say no. If you have clarity on what you're trying to accomplish, you know the decision. And I'll give my example. One of my personal examples for SMD Consulting Accounting is, I want to be the best husband and dad I can be. And that can't be the traditional CPA model where I'm sitting there in the office 17 hours a day during tax season. That's 6 months of the year I'm not seeing my children and not hanging out with my wife. That's a terrible business model. I went into my business with the explicit purpose of how can I be the best husband and dad? How can I have free time? Knowing that, it changed decisions I made right from the start. Who I hire, technology I use, my location, types of clients we take on. So having that allows me to make clearer and more defined decisions. So then it's easier. It just becomes easier because I know what I'm working toward.
You know, I think you hit on a very, very important point, which is a holistic approach to, you know, this goal setting. You said husband and father, and that resonates with me because that's my number one priority in my life too. But I think that there's a lot of folks out there that kind of miss the opportunity to blend that into their goal setting.
Absolutely. And in fact, actually, one of the little things we coach folks on when we have these conversations is when you decide on your goal setting, it's really whatever your perfect world is. But the key is don't have judgment. Don't judge yourself. Don't sit there and say, well, I shouldn't really want 7 Ferraris called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, if you want 7 Ferraris, it's the goal. It doesn't mean you're a greedy person. It's your goal. You decide. But the flip side is don't try committing yourself to something you don't want to do. You know, I really should volunteer more time at the soup kitchen. Is that the best way you can contribute back to community with your time? Would you enjoy that? Does that fulfill you? If it does, great, do it. But when you're having these conversations with yourself, that you look at the entire world, you're creating a lifestyle. This is your shot at what you want to accomplish in life. Does this allow you to fulfill those goals? And again, if it's real estate or it's not real estate, we believe that that works great for most folks, but everybody's a little bit different. But if you're looking at you, the person, it's funny how the rest of these business and investment opportunities get a little clearer and easier because you now know what I'm trying to be as a person.
I got a question that came in from a listener a couple days ago. Instead of me addressing it, I'm gonna bounce it to you because I think you're better qualified to address it. The question is this. What do I need to focus on for financial statements? Do I need to focus on personal financial statements or balance sheets, or what's important to me as a soon to be real estate investor? And that came from Jonique.
Okay, great, phenomenal question. That could take. I can give you the long answer or the short answer. You're going to get the short answer because it's a radio show and not a seminar. But it depends on who's looking at the statement. So you, the business owner, when you're running your investments, you start with the P&L, the profit and loss statement, the income statement. That tells you revenue in, expenses out, what's left over. That is if you won or lost the game. However, you always need to pair that with the balance sheet. The balance sheet is sort of the accumulation of the results on a P&L. So I look at it like a season, a football season. We've all heard of that before. It's been paused right now, but we know what a football season looks like. Did you win or lose the game? That's your P&L that month. Did it lead to a better season record? That's the accumulation of your wins and losses. So your production comes from the P&L. The accumulation comes on the balance sheet. Your banker cares about the balance sheet because they want to make sure that you've actually got net worth to decide if they're going to loan you any more money, but they also need to know if you're going to be able to generate money. You, the business operator, needs to understand both of those. And this is where we find out a lot of times our relationships start with teaching people how to use them, not even getting into the mechanics of the deals. We have to start talking about here's what you need to look at. Now, a personal financial statement, that's usually submitted through a bank. It's essentially emulating a combination of those two statements. It's crushing it into one. It's more balance sheet than P&L, but it's a little bit of both. So P&L and balance sheet, whether you use QuickBooks or Excel, we can always talk about those details later, but you really should start to understand both, and they're not as complicated as they seem. They're very intimidating to look at, but they really boil down to just a few core lines, and the rest is just detail fleshing out those core lines.
Yeah, I have a habit of doing my personal financial statement like at the end of the year because I want to see, you know, how I've done for the year. I want to see, well, quite frankly, I want to see that growth, that number growing on my net worth. And for me, that is important. That's very important. And it should be very important for you, too. So I'll tell you what, Sean, how do we get in touch with you? What's a good phone number for you?
So our office number is 469-252-4547, and then Suzanne will direct you to whomever the next person's available, whether it's me or one of my crew. So 469-252-4547.
Back right after this.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I've got a question for you out there in the audience. You ready? What do you get when you have a guy that will either eat 20 cookies or wear a stormtrooper suit of armor at a charity event, or don the Mickey Mouse ears at Disney World, or throw temper tantrums when the Chargers lose a game? Well, he should throw temper tantrums when the Chargers lose a game, and occasionally go on a 15-plus hour video game binge. Well, The answer to all that is my guest today, Sean Duncan. And that's just the fun side of Sean. You know, it's interesting because I got the opportunity at the break to get to know him a little bit better, like I do with all of my guests. And you know what I found out? The guy has a huge heart for his family, and he patterns his business along the lines of understanding that he has a huge heart for his family. He has made decisions in his life specifically because that was a priority for him. And I'll tell you what, if it's a priority for you, you need to make sure that you put that right at the top of your list, because what you're doing now may not afford you the opportunity to give back to your family the way you want to. And that's part of the reason we want you to get involved with real estate investing. Because like I've learned, like the 50,000 members at Lifestyles Unlimited have learned, that is this. You can set your priorities to be what you want them to be, and you can maintain those priorities. And it's an incredible feeling when you get to that point where family is first and everything you're doing is supporting your family. So Sean, there's a kinder, gentler side to you that, you know, doesn't have anything to do with accounting. And I think it's important for us to maybe talk about the concept of giving back. I know that what you do with your business model affords you that opportunity. And so do many of my friends at Lifestyles Unlimited. They are focused on giving back. So tell me, what are some of the things that you do to give back to, you know, the community or anything in general?
Primary, but I'll hit you with the secondaries first. I mean, obviously, there's lots of organizations around town. I have friends that run nonprofits. I have friends, when the economy went bad, I have clients and friends that run restaurants supporting them, right? It can be a check. It can be referrals. It can be just Facebook mentioning people. There's a lot of ways, if you're always aware of how you have an impact on others, creating those opportunities by whatever means necessary. That's help those around you, and it's a pay it forward mentality. One of the things I spend a big chunk of my time on is super nerdy. I'm completely aware of it. But when I was a 7-year-old kid, I declared one day, darn it, I'm going to own a stormtrooper costume. So fast forward, hit my 40s and realized I still didn't own a stormtrooper costume. And there's an organization called the Vader's 501st, or the 501st Legion. You can find it at 501st.com, 501st.com. Essentially what it is, it's a costuming society. It's a bunch of Star Wars nerds that dress up in stormtroopers and Darth Vader's and Boba Fett costumes, and they go out and do their thing. Here's the key, though. Every single one of those people has to make their gear, submit it to the organization, which is backed by LucasArts, and for screen accuracy. So if you've ever been to an event and, like, stormtroopers walk in and you're just blown away that these things look like they were movie, nobody bought those. Every single person built them, submitted them, and then are allowed into this 501c3 charitable organization called the 501st Legion. I'm one of those guys. And so what do we do? Yeah, you go to conventions and Mavericks games, but here's the real reason I do it. Hospital visits, Make-A-Wishes, school fundraisers, toy drives, the Toys for Tots, which I know John Shirley is a huge proponent for. When you're walking into an event and a kid has just fought cancer and beat it, and he or she are a Star Wars fan, and 10 of us walk in the room to congratulate them and tell them, oh, by the way, Make-A-Wish is sending you to Hawaii for your wish, I'm not going to lie, I cry like a baby. That's why I wear a helmet. But that's one of the things I really try to make it a point for. It's back to kids. How can I help as many kids as I possibly can? I also volunteer and speak at universities all the time. I mentor. If a university calls me up and says, Sean, we need you to sit down and talk with this kid, we think you can help, I just make the time. So it's as many opportunities as I can. My super silly nerdy one is the Star Wars thing, which is the 501st, but it's volunteering, it's mentoring, it's coaching, it's support, it's sometimes just money, could be donations, but it takes a lot of different shapes, but it supports what I want to accomplish in my life.
Yeah, you got me all misty-eyed sitting here thinking about those kids and the fact that, you know, somebody like you that they don't even know comes in and brightens their world and makes what is potentially a hellish environment obtain. I can't even say the word. Help me out, Sean. It makes it a for a moment there, they have a piece of society that isn't focused on what they're going through. And that I think is amazing. So
the
let
look
me switch.
In their eyes changes it all. And my wife actually is a life-size Pikachu for those kids that don't like Star Wars. So we do this stuff together sometimes.
Oh, that is cool. That is cool. Well, let me switch gears on here real quick. Is there a business or a tax strategy that is like one size fits all?
Really, no. Well, actually, take it back. I'm going to super generic, but yes. Take the deductions you're supposed to. Take a moment and make sure you understand what you're allowed to deduct. Entities may or may not apply, and trusts may not apply, and you may not have, use a 401k, you may not self-direct a 1030. Stop for a moment and just make sure you're taking the deductions you're allowed to take. So many business owners cheat themselves out of it, and investors. I mean, again, I keep using investor and business owner interchangeably. It's the same thing. I am just dumbfounded on the most basic things that I take for granted, that this is what I do for a living, that the business owner doesn't even pause for a moment. So if there is a universal, that's it. I walk in all the time and find thousands of dollars left on the table just because of that basic thing, not even getting cute or aggressive or creative. So it's understanding what you can do and working and collaborating with your CPA on what's allowed. Once you've got that baseline, then you can start moving into more and more advanced strategies. But gosh, that's no joke. I've thousands and thousands of dollars every single time I review somebody's return for that kind of stuff.
That's amazing. So let me ask you a different question based on that. If somebody sits down with you and they do that initial consultation and you get them focused and they're moving forward, how frequently do they have to come back and consult with you?
So we have a program where we have quarterly touch points, but open-ended communication. So we have a recurring consulting program for this that 2 quarters a year, there's going to be a sit-down. Now, we have lots of clients in other states, so the sit-down sometimes is a Zoom meeting or even a conference call. I would prefer some face-to-face because there's often visuals or shared screens. But twice a year, there's definitely a sit-down. But the other 2 quarters of the year, we're still actually doing the analysis as if we're doing a sit-down. Then we'll send over the email that says, here's what we see. Hey, you're on track. You're off track. Hey, you should send this estimate in. Watch out for this. Here's this law. Whatever is still as if we were having a sit-down. Now, why do we break it up? Because it's really hard for business owners to meet 4 times a year. You're just too busy. Twice a year, you're getting your teeth cleaned. But then under our system, we don't bill by the hour. It's unlimited emails. Do you want to put your car in your company? Email us. There's no rate. It's all built into the fee. I would recommend, if it's not using us, obviously work with your professional. At least twice a year, at least, please, twice a year before the year ends. But if you could pull it off and have correspondence 4, 5, 6, 7 times a year, you're now managing it just like you would manage a property. You don't just send the property off and come back a year later and hope it still hasn't burnt down. You'll pop in. You want those pop-ins to check on the health and wellness of your business just the way you would also check on a property.
Yeah, I think it's real important. You know, sometimes people they get focused in the beginning. They get all the rah rah going, and they go like gangbusters, and then they get down the road a certain way, and it seems like they just kind of stall out or fizzle. And I think it's important for individuals to have that conversation with their trusted advisors to make sure that they're on target in doing the things that they need to do. Well, Sean, we're coming up towards the end of the show. Let me get that contact information from you one more time.
Sure. So the phone number is 469-252-4547. And if you wanted to email, you can do info@smdaccounting. So that's SMD as in Sean Michael Duncan. As CPAs, we're required to have boring company names. So smdaccounting.com. So that's an easy way to find out about it, and you can contact us either way.
That's awesome. One final thought. What are you guys going to do for Memorial Day weekend?
I'm probably going to sit on my rear end and hang out with the family. We probably grill up some food and just and when it's the evenings, play some video games or binge watch some TVs. I'll tell you that the shelter in place has worked out really well. We've gotten so much more time hanging out as a family. We've binge watched TV series and movies and video game time together. So I think it's going to be an extension of that. It's super low key and just spends quality time with the family.
Once again, proof positive that accountants do have real lives, and more importantly, that you should have an accountant on your team, because I'll tell you what, it's very important. And remember, it's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. You have a wonderful day, and thanks again, Sean.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.